Blog Talk Radio.
And other barriers that have kept them divided.
I pray that you would also break down the spirit of competition and competitiveness regarding members and membership, and give them willing hearts and desires to pray for, support, and help other churches and pastors throughout their city, throughout their state, and throughout the nation and the body of Christ as a whole. I pray that you would bring pastors and church leaders together in fellowship with one another. May you also bring them together in prayer to lift up each other and help them work together in our common goal, which is to destroy the works of Satan and win the lost for Christ. Father, I pray not only for unity in the body among pastors and church leaders, but also among church members and parishioners. I pray that you'd help us as your people to stop being separated and divided because of church, doctrinal, or denominational differences. Instead of being divided over differences, help us to come together on our similarities, which are your great gift of our salvation and eternal life through the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the spirit of unity, not only among churches with different denominational and doctrinal differences. I pray also for unity among your people with racial and ethnic differences, for Christ did not come to die for the Jews alone, but also for the Gentiles, all other races of people. Help us therefore not to become conformed to the world's prejudice and racial segregation, but help us to be rather transformed to a spirit of love, harmony, and unity with one another. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us not to allow our race or color to be the wedge that separates us, but let our common bond of Christ be our magnetic focal point that draws, holds, and keeps us together. Help us to come together, fellowship together, and support one another within and outside the church, and help us as a body of Christ to become an example to the world around us through our spirit of unity of the true love of Christ. Father, I thank you for the authority you have given us in Christ Jesus, and with that authority, I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of division, every satanic spirit of separation and segregation among our churches and the people of God. Satan, I loose your power of division from among the body of Christ, and I render you helpless, powerless, inoperative, and ineffective to divide us or separate us any longer. Instead, with my prayers, supplication, and intercession, I bind unto the body of Christ the spirit of unity and the love of God by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Now I thank you for bringing your people together in the spirit of unity and love of Christ, and I speak your word that because we walk together in unity and love, we are built upon and stand deeply rooted in the rock of Christ Jesus, and the gates of hell shall in no way be able to prevail or stand against us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Raise your voice. to the Lord. Just say,
to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute. Best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. You can visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.reverseofrevival.com.
Perfect.
Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, to our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community. Bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C. C3. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following them. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Yeah.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles. Tonight's lesson will be the continuation of the lesson Soul Ties. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight in a series, Biblical Prophetic Principles Control Spirits, and we will continue where we left off at Soul Ties. Primary and secondary relationships. Under ordinary circumstances, secondary relationships should not supersede or replace our primary relationships. Primary relationships are, as shown earlier, God, Christian, husband, wife, parent, child, child, siblings. Secondary relationships are formed with, for example, pastors, counselors, employers, teachers, babysitters or child care workers, colleagues, friends, neighbors, etc. When a soul tie exists in a secondary relationship, it can become controlling when it demands the same degree of commitment and accountability as one's primary relationship should have. So many people have a greater bond with a girlfriend, boyfriend, or live-in mate that they allow neglect or abuse their own children from a previous relationship in order to keep the other person close. Others submit to dating and domestic violence at the hands of their partners, who they feel have until death do we part ownership over them. How do demons enter soul ties? When the spiritual boundaries that God has established in relationships are violated, so here we have it, demons enter soul ties when the spiritual boundaries that God has established in relationships are violated. There are boundaries that are set in marriages. A man is to forsake all others and join to his wife. When a man puts his friend's mother or father first and forsakes his wife, a demonic soul tie can be formed with these other people. This will eventually lead to the weakening and/or demise of the marriage. Usually, fleshy or need-based soul ties become demonic soul ties. Psychic and controlled spirits form a connection between two or more people when the emotions and will have yielded to an agreement of purpose or goal. They begin to feed into each other mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, not knowing that it is not the Holy Spirit confirming them, but a demonic spirit influencing their thoughts and emotions. Even a person's dreams are affected. When we yield to a soul tie with another person, it is because that individual has tapped into an emotional area of our psyche. They have struck a chord in our attitudes, our personalities, or mindsets that draws us to them, making us feel like we have a kindred spirit in them. Someone who understands us without the accountability of those who truly know us. Through these ties, we can be manipulated, program and influence by the control spirit that operates through it. The control spirit will use a lying spirit to lie to us about people so that we respond by becoming offended, strifeful, and resentful. Eventually, It may cause us to hate or even betray those we are to truly be in relationship with. Various soul ties with the dead. When a family member dies, the soul tie formed with that person must come to an end. When a person dies, there is a period of sorrow. And we should take a look at Genesis chapter 50, verse 10. And then an adjustment period, during which time the soul tie is ended. Your memories of love for this person might stay, but you must continue in life. Prolonged mourning may point to a soul tie that should have ended. This can soon open the door to spirits of depression, sorrow, grief, and loneliness. Misused or perverted family soul ties. When a child gets married, the soul tie must break with their parents so that an elder one can be formed with their spouse. Friendships with evil or rebellious people. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. This can cause great harm to both naturally and spiritually. When you have a soul tie with someone doing wrong, it can affect you. I encourage you to take a look at Proverbs 29, verse 24. We must be very careful of who we associate with. Perverse soul ties. Homosexuality and lesbianism have soul ties attached to it. It is through lust that they are established. And you could reference this in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Idolatry. Idolatry can cause soul ties. The person, star, celebrity or sports hero we are a fan of will cause us to immerse ourselves in the news and lifestyle of that individual, even going about trying to live in some ways like that person, at least in our minds. We imagine ourselves participating in the life they have access to so much so that we become dissatisfied with our own lives and families. For example, people who are fans of television, movie, music, and sports stars try to emulate their looks, hairstyles, etc., even buying the same brands and labels, hoping to vicariously experience what it's like to be that person. Some fans become so obsessed with the famous person that they stalk the individual, wanting to possess them for their own or imagining ungodly physical relations with them. Seasonal soul ties. There are soul ties connected to bad and good experiences and the time of the year they occurred in our lives. Familiar spirits that are also associated with loss, deep disappointments, unrealized goals. The death, divorce from, or breakup of a person from a former loved one come back to oppress us at the time of the year the experience happened. We can find ourselves becoming depressed, sad, upset, or even sorrowful with words said and names of individuals involved coming back to our minds. Aggressive, violent, and fearful experience such as a car accident, rape, beating, or robbery, etc., can come back to bring an oppressive force upon us. Demonic soul ties within the church. Soul ties present a particularly difficult problem for pastors who must institute order and structure within the church. When a controlled spirit has formed soul ties within the congregation among certain of its members, these persons are used to block, hinder, rebel against, and even destroy the pastor's leadership and its structure throughout the church. It may even begin trying to exert an influence upon a key burden-bearing ministry, such as the intercessors who undergird the work in prayer, or in the church office with the administrative ear of the church, which provide much needed support and logistics for a pastor. The ministry chairman or the praise and worship team members are other vital targets. For instance, the controller or its eunuchs finding fault with the pastors or leaders' instructions and vocalizing their opinion to other members of the congregation to create doubt and insecurity in the pastor's ability to lead, hindering a church member who has been put in an era of leadership in the house by countermanding their decisions or instructions. Countermand means to give an order or instruction that a previous order or instruction should not be followed. They try to take over either directly by changing the structure under order set or by influence upon the minds of the people in that area of ministry. They try to change things that particular leader has set in place and say that God led them to do so. Beloved, God does not work out of order, neither does he destroy or hinder the structure that he has set through righteous leadership. A house divided against itself cannot stand. God does not lead any member of the household of faith to oppose leadership in this way. The pastor and other chosen leaders have been given the responsibility over that area, task, and church. God will hold them accountable for their service and fruits. Woe be unto the person who tries through jealousy, envy, ambition, etc., to interrupt, delay, discourage, and confuse the people of God in an effort to take over or exert an influence that hinders the duties of God's servants. Though those with controlled spirit may question everything that we do, trying to make us bring everything to them for their approval, when they do not have a say, they feel slighted. We can't, as leaders, get anything accomplished nor make final decisions if we yield to this kind of behavior. We are the ones accountable to God. And even if we step on someone's toes and inadvertently make some enemies or cause offense, we must faithfully execute the duties of our appointment. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 7 and 11, 14 through 15. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Beloved, as we know not every relationship is good, even in the church, when we have cliques, they are usually demonic soul ties, which tend to exclude others. We must remember that we are one body in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 24 through 25. Often demonic or illegal soul ties can remove you from what God has intended for you. When we connect with those who are in rebellion to Jesus Christ, their dissatisfaction may soon become ours. If they decide to leave, we then can be so hurt, so heartbroken, that we must be with them, and so we leave where God has placed us. Again, the results of a soul tie are when you cleave or join with someone. Many people cleave to illegal soul ties and reject what and who God has desired them to bond to. But how do we break illegal soul ties? We break illegal soul ties by 1. Repent towards God. Ask God to forgive you for every perverse and illegal soul tie. Call them out one by one, specifically those that originated because of sexual intimacy outside of marriage. 2, renounce each illegal and demonic soul tie that you have identified in the name of Jesus. 3, command the evil spirits associated with these soul ties to leave you in the name of Jesus. 4, repair those areas by renewing one's mind and maintaining your godly order of relationship. Beloved, these instructions must be taken seriously. So I encourage you to review your relationship with each and every person, and you will determine whether or not you would form an illegal soul tie which will attract demonic entities. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
In your prayer, I want to go where
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the series Biblical Prophetic Principles and the Soul Ties. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to receive copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beloved, we don't have to be a slave to sin. We don't have to yield to temptation. The Apostle Paul declared, "For sin shall not have dominion over you." Romans chapter 6, verse 14. David prayed, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Psalms 119, verse 133. When our steps are ordered by Jesus Christ, and when his word is part of our very beings, we are invested with might and authority. The word of God is mighty and powerful, and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of his promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
For behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to pay every man according as his work shall be. Gonna take a turn.
The dead in Christ shall rise.
The dead in Christ.
said unto them, hallelujah. They asked, Master, please will you tell us, Lord, what shall the sign of your coming be? He said, let not your heart be troubled, my little children. Oh, you just keep praying and redeeming the time. For it won't be very long when I will come.
Dominion over the powers of the spiritual world in order to reach the masses of this generation for Jesus Christ. Many men and women of this world are more aware of the spirit realm than are many Christians. This very ignorance places the believer in a losing position in the battle with the rulers of darkness of this world. We as Christians must know our enemies in order to defeat them. Tonight, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me in prayer. Whether you're saved or unsaved, whether you are a believer or a non-believer, I ask you to join me in prayer at this moment to either recommit your life to Jesus Christ and turn away from the sins of this world, or to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as I submit to you and continue to serve you, I will never allow the prince of darkness of this world to overcome me, but I will use the authority given to me through your Son Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross to take away my sin, and he gave me that authority to tread upon serpents. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask your forgiveness for every sin of omission, every sin of commission, every thought which is not of you, every action which is not of you. Every disobedience, Lord, failure to submit to your word, I ask your forgiveness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon the name of Jesus to be the Savior and Lord of my life. I declare that right now I am a child of God, recommitting my life to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. Lord, I thank you. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Help me with my spiritual walk. Help me to be strong. Let me resist the enemy. And tonight I claim the victory. I take back what was stolen from me in the name of Jesus. I am free
name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ, or you recommit your lives, and you ask for forgiveness, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we will be very happy to guide you on your spiritual journey.
thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you and good night. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.